Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Bettendorf City Council has approved putting a referendum on the ballot this November to build a new police station. The proposed facilities would cost about $27 million and more than double the space available at the current police station. Former Pleasant Valley School District Superintendent Jim Spellog is advocating for the 38,000-square-foot facility. It would be located near Bettendorf's Public Works Annex along Devil's Glen Road. Before the vote last night, he said Bettendorf law enforcement has outgrown its current location.
It does not serve the needs of a growing community and therefore a growing police force. And it does not do justice of protecting and providing for those who protect us.
Bettendorf plans to hold three public information meetings about the project in September and October. The referendum for the new station will need to pass with 60% of the vote. Davenport schools are expanding cell phone restrictions for students ahead of the new school year starting on Monday. The district released its updated policy this week in accordance with a new law banning phones during instructional time. Elementary and middle school students will not be allowed to access their phones during the school day. Meanwhile, Davenport high schoolers will be allowed to use them during lunch and passing time. The East Moline School District has approved a redistricting plan that could shift about 43% of elementary students to other schools. WVIK's Grayson Jewell reports the school board approved the map changes for the 2026-27 school year on Monday.
The district says the goal of the redistricting is long-term financial stability and to enhance the experience for its elementary students. The new plan will now enroll fifth graders in the elementary schools, a change from the model that currently sees fifth graders enrolled at Glenview Middle School. The remapping originally planned for 900 students to be enrolled at Ridgewood Elementary, but following community feedback, the finalized plan will enroll 820 students instead. The new boundaries will result in changes of school for many families, as well as staff reassignment. Grayson Jewell, WVIK News.
Iowa City Council members have approved a resolution affirming local protections against discrimination based on gender identity. It's the first city in the state to do so after the Iowa legislature removed protections against gender-based discrimination from the Iowa Civil Rights Act earlier this year. City Council member Oliver Weiline voted in favor of the resolution.
You need to be willing to fight for the people that live in your community, whether that be legal battles, whether that be passing resolutions that you know might get challenged. You need to get in the fight and not just stay away from it, because there's always a chance you can win.
Council members unanimously approved the resolution on Tuesday. Under the Iowa Civil Rights Act, local governments can still add protections to the state's non-discrimination standards. A handful of school districts have passed their own resolutions protecting against gender identity-based discrimination, including Johnston, Linmar, and Ankeny counties. In Illinois, the chairwoman of the Carroll County Board has thrown her hat in the ring for the 17th congressional district. Republican Julie Bickelhaupt announced her campaign on Monday with a focus on the rising cost of living, improving education, and protecting the state's agricultural interest. Her family runs a seventh-generation cattle and grain farm near Mount Carroll. She's seeking to replace Moline Democrat Eric Sorensen, who is running for a third term in Congress next year. Illinois' 17th congressional district includes much of the Quad Cities area, as well as Muscatine, Galesburg, and Peoria. Meanwhile, conservative farmer Darren Bailey says he's seriously considering a second run for the governor's office. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
The former Republican state legislator lost to Governor J.B. Pritzker in 2022 by 13 points. While Bailey did well downstate, he couldn't grab Cook or any collar counties. Bailey says running again is on the table, but he says it's a move he and his wife are praying about.
I think people realize something's not right, something has to change, so that's why I'm considering this. This may be the time.
DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick and Ted Dabrowski, who heads an online right-leaning political publication, are also considering gubernatorial runs as Republicans. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And this is WVIK News.